Speaking at a press briefing in Khartoum last night, Acting Health Minister Osama Ahmed Abdulrahim, who tested positive for the virus 10 days ago, said Sudanese should strictly observe all health directives so as to avoid contracting the disease. He describes the increase in the new infections over the past few weeks as terrifying.
3 weeks ago, we registered 200 cases. 2 weeks ago, the number increased to 500. And this week, the number has jumped to 700 positive cases. So new positive cases keep on increasing, and this is not a good indication.
Abdulrahim says nearly 100 deaths have been recorded in the isolation centers alone over the past month. Abdulrahim went into self-isolation when he tested positive. Late last week, Sudanese Acting Finance Minister Hiba Ahmed also tested positive for COVID-19. She is still carrying out most of her office duties from home. Abdulrahim says the Ministry of Health is monitoring the situation and is still weighing whether or not to call for a total lockdown.
We shall be monitoring the health situation more closely, and up to this point, there's no decision about a total lockdown. But this will depend on the epidemic's curve. We will keep updating the public regularly.
At the same briefing, Undersecretary of the Ministry of Education, Tamadur Tarifi, announced the government is postponing the reopening of schools for another 2 weeks in accordance with the directives from the Ministry of Health. Al-Tarifi says education officials will decide at the end of that period whether schools should be reopened.
These 15 days will be under close monitoring by the Ministry of Health. If they decided that schools should not open, we don't have much to do rather than following their directives. Our wish is that we begin the new academic soon and should be safer for our students.
Schools across Sudan were shut down in March and were expected to reopen this coming Sunday. Primary and secondary school candidates resumed classes early last month on condition that they observe all health directives, such as wearing face masks in school and observe social distancing. Al-Tarifi says class sizes should be reduced.
The congested classrooms should be divided into two, or else each school can decide to have two shifts so that we observe the social distancing. The ministry will be providing sanitizers, and we will also have a regular field visit to all schools to see their response in following up all health directives.
Minister Abdulrahim is calling on all public and private sectors to continue wearing face masks and keep social distancing at their respective institutions. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit.